from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But I do think if you're looking at back-end roster availability and you're factoring in the one final, like, let's say, swing reason to sign Juju Smith-Schuster rather than just go what you go in-house, the 1% chance the league just decides to do something wild this week and suspend him? At least he's there. Because you don't really want to go into the season with no Rashee Rice and no Hollywood Brown to start the year and then just be stuck really legitimately running Justin Watson out there is the one, or Xavier Worthy is the two, or anything like it. At least you'd feel comfortable for a game having Juju run slowly towards the first down marker. And that's fine. Like, if it's a slight difference, but I don't think it's a Rashee suspension. Maybe you and I might be way off on this because we have been pretty steadfast for the better part of a month now. I do not think Rashee Rice is getting suspended.
Right.
Between the people I've spoken to in the organization, the way they typically handle these things, and everything else in between, I have a hard time imagining Rashee Rice getting suspended. And wouldn't it have happened when they decided to suspend everybody last week all at once? Now we have a timeline about 2 weeks before the season next year. You can expect them to be like, Rashee Rice, suspended. And they do some earlier, depending on how quickly the legal process gets sorted out. But no, I don't think it means anything for that. It probably does mean the end. Like, what we got to figure out is, who does it mean the end of the
Because they're not keeping
for?
Eight wide receivers. So no. 7 is the max. Okay, let's do this game again. We already know. I think McCole Hardman is making this team.
I think we shouldn't put him in the guaranteed category for this conversation.
Okay, so let's guarantees Worthy, Rice, Justin Watson, and Hollywood. Okay, so those are 4. So then we've got 3 more spots.
You think McCole's getting one?
I think McCole, because of the return game is why I'm confident in that.
I feel good about that.
It's another weapon that Mahomes trusts. He's been in this offense for a while, and they're not using Worthy as a punt returner because of that. So unless you think, if you think McCole's not making it, that means you're telling me you think Remigio for sure is making it. I think one of those guys makes it. So I'll go McCole. I think Sky Moore and Juju. I think Justin Ross goes to the practice squad. And I was texting with Bink about this, and he's correct, because he you know how Bink is. He digs deeper on this kind of stuff. He said, hey, Juju could go on the practice squad. Veterans are allowed. Who's going to sign him? My response to that, though, was like, who's going to sign Justin Ross? You can do the same thing. But I guess there's a scenario where if you don't think Juju's up to speed yet, could Juju go on the practice squad for a couple weeks to keep Ross on the, sure, I guess it's a possibility. I just am not that worried about losing Justin Ross, I guess. So
I'm not either.
Put him on the practice squad. If he doesn't make it through, he doesn't make it through.
If he decides that this is a year he wants to sign to a different practice squad, fine. Sure. That happens sometimes with veterans who, I don't know, Amir Smith-Marset. Sometimes other teams are more likely to give you an opportunity.
Ross and Remigio on the practice squad if they make it through. Great.
The one guy that I think is interesting here is, because there are reports that, like, they've been interested in Juju for a little bit. They didn't have Sky Moore play. So, like, he was in uniform, but he didn't really play.
He played a little bit in the second half and also had the kickoff return.
And so they used him less than a lot of the other guys. It seemed like they were on the fringe. So if he didn't play that much, a lot of people would go to assume the normal thing, which is he's on the roster and they're going to be careful with Sky Moore as a result of that. But that was also before Juju Smith-Schuster was on the roster. How much do you think if Juju was on the roster a week ago, does Sky Moore play? And my answer is probably more. And so I got to think he's on the fringe. But I still think it's the 4 we talked about. I still think McCole's on this team, although I think some people have wavered on that. I don't think it's unfair to waver on it.
Well, if McCole,
but he's proven his value to this team, I feel like, over the last couple of years, so I don't really get it.
If you don't think McCole makes a team, then I mean, to me, then you...
You think Sky Anthony are making it.
Well, no. I mean, if you don't think McCole's making it, then you must think Remigio's making it because of the special teams aspect of the two players. So I don't think they would cut McCole and Remigio.
So the 5 make it. That's McCole and the 4 that we talked about as being locks. I think Sky Moore's on the team, and I think Juju's on the team, which means no more Tony, no more Justin Ross. Those who I think are the casualties
Ross of, the practice
of this
squad,
move.
So, so it's a four-player debate between Sky, Tony, Remigio, and Justin Ross.
Remigio, I think,
who fills the last spot.
I just think Remigio's been shoved so far down this thing. He did not have an impressive preseason. I think he was not on the team anyway. I don't think that Juju shoved him off.
The Dave Tope comments is what made it interesting, though.
He really was banging the table for him.
Yeah. And but look, you can maybe squeak him through to the practice squad.
I mean, at that point in the conversation, you're talking about who do you want more, Nico Remigio or Kadarius Toney, potentially, is where the conversation lies.
I think everybody's kind of just done with the Toney
thing. Oh, I think we are, too, but what if they keep him? For whatever reason, what if they
keep him? How is he making this roster now?
I don't know, but what if they keep him as wide receiver 7 over Sky and over Remigio and over Justin Ross?
I'll be offended. I've already made that very clear on this show. I'll be offended.
At least at that point,
it's time to go.
Drew, at least at that point, it'd be wide receiver 7, and so I think even they wouldn't be able to get him on the field because
they don't even dress.
Yeah, so you don't have 7 receivers active on game day.
If he isn't playing, keep a guy that's more useful, like Nico Remigio, for example.
Yeah, I'm fine with Sky still making this team. I just think Kadarius Toney, there's no reason to have him around anymore.
And it's hard to go away from. I know he hasn't been that great, but it's hard to go away from a second round pick. Even not that they're still holding out hope, but just having him around because you never know.
But I understand that. But also, teams, if it's just not gonna happen, they'll move on. I mean, they moved on from.
Could there be?
Is there another?
They did it in year one with Breland Speaks or year two, whatever.
Is there another layer to this where we're not thinking and we wouldn't know unless we were in the room? But is there after cutdown or before cutdowns tomorrow afternoon? Is there some team that says screw it, we'll offer a conditional 6-4
blank,
Sky Moore,
Tony,
or you know, because that can change the math, of course, and it could skew this entire.
I wouldn't be surprised if there's a team out there that's willing to give you a 7th that turns into a 6th for Sky Moore. So, I mean, there were teams, according to Jordan Schultz, who broke this Juju Smith-Schuster news, there were teams this week, multiple teams this week, calling on John Metchie III because the Texans' wide receiver room is so packed. They're like, hey, probably don't even need that guy. You interested? And that's probably for a greater value in trade and all those things. There's always teams that are going to. They had Sky Moore at the same level of the draft you did. They think he's been misutilized with you, and it's a 7th-round pick. For the same reason the Chiefs were willing to take a shot on Kadarius Toney for a 3rd, there is a team out there, in my opinion, who should be willing to take a chance on Sky Moore for a conditional 7th. Because, you know, if you're on the back end of your... The Chiefs' roster's pretty deep at wide receiver at 6, 7, 8. Some rosters aren't as good as the Chiefs are at that back end.
Someone said, what's the reason to keep Sky Moore? I'm thinking of it mainly also teams.
Return special teams player.
Well, also teams usually don't cut away from a second round pick that quickly that hasn't had any off the field issues. You know,
that was what I was saying. Yeah.
You know, he is entering year 3. We all agree he's been enormously disappointing. That's a fact.
Yes.
But teams still usually don't separate from someone in year 3 that they draft in the second round. Again, that has been squeaky clean off the field. If there were off the field issues, different story.
Or they got to just be bad. They got to stink out loud bad. Not like be semi-productive.
Yeah, by all accounts, he's been a great teammate. Has had no off the field issues. Nope. So that's why I think they will roll into year 3 with Sky still as a number 6, number 7 wide receiver.
Do you think Nico Remigio makes it through to the practice squad without getting signed?
Yeah.
Sure. It's hard to predict.
Because maybe that's the guy that I think the truth is,
I don't. Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to be busted up if he isn't.
Yeah, I know.
There's other wide receivers available for that role. And I know he's done a fine job, and I appreciate how hard Nico Remigio has worked to make this team. But some, you know, like just like the 4A baseball player who never gets the call, sometimes you just aren't quite good enough.
A lot of people on the text line, 913-586-7965 right here on 96.5 The Fan. A lot of people wanting them to keep Justin Ross over the names we're mentioning. I think Justin Ross is intriguing to a lot of fans. We had him on at camp. Seems like somebody that recognizes there's another level to his game that he has to reach in order to make the team. He offers something that they haven't had. We all agree, but you know, the camp that he had this year, I'll give you this, the camp he had this year in preseason has actually been more realistic to the expectation the way he's discussed. Like last year, you would have thought he was having the camp that he was having this year. He's actually had a much better training camp this year than he had last year.
So I think it's important to note that last year, Justin Ross played in 10 games and Sky Moore played in 14. Kadarius Toney played in 13. Okay, so they played in not quite the same number of games, but what was the production relative to the number of games they played? Sky Moore got 244 yards. Now, they were trying to throw to him a lot early. Kadarius Toney had 163. And although Justin Ross managed to be dressed for 10 games last year, he finished the season with 53 yards. So when they're looking at this on paper, and this is not just meant to when they're looking at this on paper, he had an opportunity to, in a wide receiver room that had no one, they would have given anybody a shot who was productive last year, 53 yards. And so, you know, like, it's just a loss you can accept.
Yeah, I wonder if his role ever would have been different. We'll never know. And it was by his own doing, right? He had the legal issue midseason last year that prompted him to miss some games in the middle of the season. Talking about Justin Ross.
Yeah.
And so, if he wouldn't have missed that, was that the time where he would have had an opportunity? We'll never
Maybe.
Know. We'll
but
never
Richie James but. Was more productive. Mecole Hardman yeah. was more productive.
Are you surprised
in
they didn't bring back,
games?
Are you surprised they didn't bring back Richie James, Cody, instead of Juju?
Richie James?
Instead of Juju Smith-Schuster.
No, Juju was a much bigger wide receiver for them.
Shout out Richie James.
At the time of year. I also saw Jody Fortson got cut. Should we be asking for him to come back instead of Irv Smith?
I guess reports down there is he did not have a great camp at all.
Did Irv Smith have a good camp?
I don't know.
I mean, I guess he didn't have an awful camp to that point of maybe Jody Fortson was so,
I did
was
not
so bad.
At all.
It's just,
yeah, Fortson, unfortunately, his body has failed him throughout his career. It sucks for him. We've talked about that. But no, I don't think they're bringing him back.
Speaking of bodies, do you think Juju Smith-Schuster will still take care of his?
Well, Juju, we do get to play these gyms again now that he's back.
My body is my career, and shaving my pubes is no different.
I miss those.
Okay, how you doing? About to start.
The Gillette ads
that
are back.
That is still the most egregious part of the entire ad.
The Gillette ads are back. Juju's back in Kansas City, man. Drew, you remember these ads.
My body is my career, and shaving my pubes is no different.
My body is my career. He likes to be, you know, he's hypothetically shaving seconds off of his time by keeping himself well-trimmed. You don't know.
Hang on a second.
How much time is he taking down?
Okay.
You know?
0.000.
That might be the difference between a catcher or not. Wide receivers hard to get open in the NFL.
Was it last August that Albert Breer was on like a station in Boston and said that Juju's knees were close to exploding? And then
exploding.
That's the word that was used. Now then Juju quickly was asked about it, and of course he's like, if anything, I think my knees are getting stronger every day. And
that was not true though.
And then last year he didn't have a great year. I just, you know, the question is how much was that him? How much was that being in New England with crappy quarterback play? He's obviously not the same receiver he was in 2022. I think if we got some truth serum there, I think he would admit that. But I think he could help this team in the role that it looks like he's gonna have, which is spot start, you know, if injuries and kind of go from there.
Somebody said they're claiming that's why they brought him back.
For what?
Manscaping.
Oh, I'm pretty sure everybody else can handle that.
Veteran leadership in that department, you know?
Pretty sure everybody
some of those rookies maybe haven't figured out how to take care of themselves the proper way.
I'm pretty sure that's something that people took care of.
I don't know if those two things should be in the same conversation, sentence. Veteran leadership and manscaping, Cody.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's something.
You don't think that it can apply to different areas? We talk about this like, maybe, you know, like veterans have to show people how to like tip a clubby. If, you know, like there are things that maybe some people don't learn. And if you think just every single person is good at personal grooming, there's just no way that's true.
But if you hear the word manscaping, there's only one thing that comes to mind. It's not. It's not gold shaving his face. Jeez. Did you like my college football take over the weekend?
Jake over on Twitch says, Cody, maybe take that commercial seriously. You should shave in time before the hot dog derby race. That could make the difference. Shave some time off.
That's been your problem.
If only I had, you know, really taken care of.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster: wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.